continue through Maseches Megillah one Amud at a time. Now we're going to do Daf Chaf Dalid Amud Beis. We are holding at Pocheach Pores Al Shema, that someone whose legs are exposed is allowed to be Pores Al Shema. So the Gemara is going to go on to say that he's not allowed to do Kriyas HaTorah. So boy, minei ula barav me abaye katan pocheach ma'u shikra b'torah. What about a child whose legs are exposed? Is he allowed to do Kriyas HaTorah for everybody else? Now, an adult whose body is exposed can't, because that's terrible for an adult. But a child doesn't have to keep mitzvah so much, so we're not so worried about the erva, we're not so worried about parts of his body being uncovered. It's not as gross. So is he allowed to be kori? Is he allowed to be kori b'torah? Why don't you just ask about a child who's naked, if he could be kari b'torah? So aram my time alone, why didn't you ask that shayla? Obviously mishum kavod tzibur, because you realize that a naked child would be a terrible lack of kavod tzibur if he was leaving the tzibur. So achanami mishum kavod tzibur. So if he's if his legs are exposed, that's also a terrible lack of kavod tzibur. So main point number one, a katan whose legs are exposed or is arum cannot be kari b'torah because of kavod hatzibur. Cannot be kari b'torah because of kavod hatzibur. Kavod tzibur, by the way, is an important concept. Kavod tzibur, basic respect for the congregation. Suma paris al shema. A blind person could be paris al shema. That was the shita of the Tanakhama. Rav Yehuda disagreed and said that someone who was born blind is not allowed to be paris al shema. Only someone who became blind is allowed to. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Tanya, so the Braisa continues the conversation. Amru lo Rabbi Yehuda, chamaset Rabbi Yehuda, har beit safu lidrosh b'merkava v'lo ro osam yimeyam. A lot of people wanted to darshan about the Maisa Merkava. Maisa Merkava is this very, it's a very spiritual nevuah that's described in the first parak of Sefer Yecheskel. It describes Hashem's throne. So a lot of people wanted to darshan the Merkava, and they never saw it, and still they have the ability to darshan. So the darshan about it, the only people that ever saw it were Yecheskel and Yeshayahu and Navi. So, but yet other people darshan it. So similarly, someone who was born blind, it could be that he never saw the sun and the moon, but he could still say brachos about the sun and the moon. That's the whole issue with being paris al shema. Rabbi Yehuda would answer, Hasam ba'avanta deliba tal yimilsa. No, when it comes to the Merkava, it's all about what you understand in your heart. It's about a spiritual understanding. Vakamichavin viyada, so a person could have the right focus and be able to know it. But hachamisham hanahu, over here it's about benefit, it's about pleasure. How many people benefit? It's about the person having benefited from the sun and the moon. Vahales lehana, but a blind person who never ever saw the sun and the moon doesn't get that hana. Rabbanan, the Rabbanan would respond, Islay Hana, Kraviosi, absolutely a blind person gets Hana from the sun and the moon, from the light of the sun and the moon. Detanya, because the Bryce says, Amar Rabbiosi, Kol Yama Yisi Mitzar al Nikra Zer. Rabbiosi says, I always wondered about the following pasuk. Vayisi Mashish Batzarayim Kashar Yimashish Yiver Ba'afela, that you're going to feel around in the middle of the day like a blind man goes around in darkness. What do you mean like a blind man goes around in darkness? What kind of analogy is that? Why is a blind man walking in darkness any different than a blind man walking in broad daylight? Either way, the blind man doesn't see anything. He's blind. So what's the reference of a blind man walking in darkness? That pasuk always bothered me, says Rabbi Yossi. Until one time the following story happened and I realized what it's all about. One time I was walking in the darkness during the night, and I saw a blind person who was walking and he had a torch in his hand. And I said to him, you're blind, why do you have a torch? What's the torch going to do for you? So he said, as long as I have a torch, other people will see me, and they'll save me from all the stumbling blocks that there are in the road, so I won't trip on anything because everyone will see me. So does a blind person get hana from light? Absolutely, because if other people are able to use that light to guide him and make sure that he doesn't trip or he doesn't hurt himself, well then he's gotten hana from that light. Main point number, what are we up to? We did number one already? I don't remember. If we didn't do number, yeah, we did number one. So number two, the difference between the Merkava, people who didn't see the Merkava darshaning it, and a blind man appreciating light by Shema, is that a blind man gets hana from the sorry, is that the Merkava is dependent on what you understand, on spiritual achievement and intellectual achievement, whereas the blind man and light and the sun and the moon is dependent on Hana'ah. Says the Mishnah, Kohen sheyesh b'yad mumin lo yuses kapav. If a Kohen has blemished hands, he shouldn't do Birchas Kohanim. Rav Yehuda omer, af misha yad of tzvuos satis lo yuses kapav. Even a Kohen whose hands are stained is not allowed to duchen. Mipnesha amistaklim. But what's the reason that these people can't duchen? Because everyone's going to be staring the whole time, and it's going to distract them from the actual bracha. What kind of mum does the Kohen have to disqualify him from Birchas Kohanim? Only if it's on his face, his hands, or his feet. If his hands have spots all over them, he's not allowed to do Nesias Kapayim. That if they're spotted, he can't do Nesias Kapayim. But akushos, lo yuses kapav. If they're bent forward, if they're bent over to the side, also he's not allowed to do Nesias Kapayim. I know a guy like that, a Kohen, whose hands are totally bent off to the side, so he walks out when they do Birchas Kohanim, so that it shouldn't be a problem with his yichus, it shouldn't look bad that they call up Kohanim and he doesn't go up, so he leaves the room before they call up the Kohanim, because he knows that he can't be Nesi Kapav. So then the Gemara says, wait, what else can disqualify a Kohen from Birchas Kohanim? Says the Gemara, Amar Avasi, Chayfani lo yuses kapav, a Kohen from Haifa is not allowed to do Nesias Kapayim. Tani Nami Achi, in Moridim of Neate, Velanche Beishan, Velanche Beis Haifa, Velanche Tivonin. That people from Beishan, from Haifa, and from Tivonin are all not allowed to do Birchas Kohanim. Why? Memresha Koron La Alfin Ainin, Ula Ainin Alfin. Because they pronounce an Ayin and an Aleph the same way. And those two letters do not make the same sound. It would be very bad to pronounce them the same way. Amul Rebchil, Rabbi Shimon Bar Levi, Il Moleat Alevi, Paslat Amin Aduchan. So he says to Rabbi Shimon Bar Levi, look, if you were in a Levi, if you were a Kohen, if you were a Levi, not if you weren't, if you were a Levi, you wouldn't be allowed to sing the Shira like the Levim do in the Beis HaMikdash, Mipshimda Avikalach, because you have a very thick voice, and that would ruin the whole Shira. Also, Amalei Lavos, Rabbi Shimon told his father, Rabbi, what Rabbi Chia said about him. So Amalei, Rabbi said to Rabbi Shimon, Ziel Emalei, go tell him, Kishata Magia Itzel V'chikisi L'Hashem, Lo Nimtzeis Mechariv V'Megadeif, when you get to the Pasuk, V'chikisi L'Hashem, I will hope for Hashem, aren't you going to be saying apikorsis? You're going to be Mechariv V'Megadeif, you're going to be blaspheming the name of Hashem, because the point is, you don't make a difference between the way you pronounce a chet and the way you pronounce a hey. So you're going to say, it's going to sound like vihikisi lashem, that I struck God down. So that's blasphemous. So you got your own problems. Mecharif megadif is an important concept. And someone sounds like he's blaspheming the name of God. Amar Rav Huna, zavligon lo yuses kapav, a Kohen who has tears always flowing out of his eyes, is not allowed to be nosei kapayim. I think they say no Shon Moreno, right? He's known for tearing up a lot. Vahudava bishivuse drafuna, but there was a guy in Rafuna's neighborhood, Vava Paris Yade, and he had these tears coming out of his eyes, and he was still no se kapa of Rafuna, no problem with it. Says Mara Udosh Birohava, because that wasn't gonna attract any attention. Everyone knew him already, so everyone no one stared at him when his eyes started to tear, because everyone was used to him already. And that's exactly what the Bryce says. The Bryce says a guy whose eyes tear all the time should not be Nosei Kapav, but if everyone's used to him, then it's okay. Main point number three, a Kohen who has a mum, or stained hands, face, or feet, cannot be Nosei Kapav, cannot do Birchas Kohanim, because everyone's going to be staring. And main point number four, someone who reads an Aleph the same way he reads an Ayin, and someone who reads a Ches the same way he reads a Hey, cannot be Nosei Kapav. Can also not do Birchas Kohanim. Main point number five, might as well. When people in your city are used to the mum that you have, then you're allowed to be Nosei Kapav. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Suma Bachas Mein of Leisas Kapav. If a person is blind in one eye, he cannot do Nesias Kapayim. Who Dava B'Shuvusid Rabbi Yochanan? But there was a guy, a Kohen, in Rabbi Yochanan's neighborhood, Dava Paras Yadei, who was blind in one eye and still he did Nesias Kapayim. Answers the Gemara, same answer. Who Dash Biro Hava? He was someone that everyone in the city was used to. And if everyone in the city is used to you, then it's no problem. Tani Nami Achi, Suma Bachas Mein of Leisas Kapav. Im Hay Dash Biro Mutra. And the Brisa says exactly that. That someone who's blind in one eye should generally not do Nesias Kapayim, but if everyone's used to it, then it's mutter. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Misha Yadav Tzvus Lo Yisas Kapav. Someone whose hands are stained or colored is not allowed to do Nesias Kapayim. So Tana, Imro Vanshi Yir Melachtan Bekach Mutter. But let's say everyone in the city is a painter and everyone's got dirty hands with paint or something. Everyone does Melacha that has these kinds of things that have stained hands. So then it's Mutter. Then you don't have to worry about it. Because again, the point is, if it's not going to attract any attention and no one's going to be staring, then it's fine. Then it could be Nosei Kapayim. The problem with all of these things is just that it's going to distract people. Next Mishnah. Homer in Yovel Lufnei Hateva B'Tzvuin. If someone says, I'm not going to daven for the Yamud in colored clothing, Af Pulvanim Lo Yavar, then we don't let him be the Shliach Tzibur even when he wears white clothing. B'Sandal Eini Over, let's say he says, I'm not going to wear sandals when I'm the Shliach Tzibur, Af Yachif Lo Yavar, then we won't even let him be the Shliach Tzibur barefoot. Hosa Tfilasu Agula, if someone makes his tefillin round instead of square, Sakana Vein Ba Mitzvah. Not only is it dangerous, he's not getting any mitzvah. The son al mitzcho al pas yado, if a person puts his tefillin on his forehead, like the women on the wall where they wear their tefillin, on the forehead instead of up on the top by the hairline, or he puts the tefillin shal yad on the palm of his hand instead of on the bicep, harezu derech haminus. So that's considered to be like apikorsus. That's the way of apikorsum. Tzipon zahav, if he covers the tefillin with gold, unesan al beis unkli shalo, or he puts the tefillin over his sleeve, hareza derech achitonim. That's a derech achitonim. That's the way that the outsiders behave. That's people who do their own thing, even when their opinions are not like the chachamim say, or different than the opinions of the chachamim. Some of the poskim refer to women who wear tefillin as derech achitonim, that it's something that's clearly against what the chachamim say, and they're just doing their own thing because they want to satisfy themselves. My taima. Now, why is it that someone who doesn't want to be a shliach tzibur when he's wearing colored clothing is never allowed to be a shliach tzibur, not even when he's wearing white? Because we're afraid that what's causing him to say he doesn't want to lead the tzibur in colored clothing is a sense of apikorsus, because people who did avodah zarah were very careful not to wear colored clothing when they would do their avodah zarah. So we're afraid that that's what got into him. When you make your tefillin round, the Mishnah said it's dangerous and there's no mitzvah. So maybe this line of the Mishnah it could be learnt in the Brisa as well, because the Brisa says tefillin murubaos halach l'moshe misinai. Having square tefillin is halach l'moshe misinai. V'amarava b'tifron ubalach sonon. Not only do the bottom of the tefillin have to be square, the stitching of the tefillin and the diagonal of the tefillin, it all has to be a perfect square. So the Mishnah and the Brisa are both teaching the same basic idea, that tefillin has to be totally square. Amrapapa masnisan davida kiamguza. No, maybe the Mishnah is not telling us how square the tefillin have to be. Maybe the case of our Mishnah is we're talking about tefillin that was made round like a nut or like an egg. So you can't derive anything from the Mishnah. Meaning the Mishnah is saying that that tefillin that are rounded at the bottom and the sides is a problem. But the Mishnah wasn't talking about tefillin that were flat at the bottom. How do I know the Mishnah was talking about tefillin that were round at the bottom? Because it said it's going to be a sakana, so it's got to be a kind of shape that could dig right into your head. So that's what it must be, the Mishnah must have been talking about. The Braisa then adds that you need the whole thing to be square, from beginning to end. Main point number six, final main point on Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Someone who refuses to daven wearing colored clothing or wearing sandals, or someone who wears tefillin in the wrong place, or choshesh for minus, choshesh that it's apikorsus. We're worried about his belief system. Okay, we'll stop there and we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom, the last word on the page, next time on Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Okay.